Welcome to Job Joy Storytime. I'm George Dutch, and this is a regular podcast that features the stories of real people dealing with issues related to career transition. Intimate and insightful, I hope these stories will move you and inspire you. Part of my job is to help people remember what they do excellently, to help them focus on their strengths. We all need a mirror to reflect back to us in an objective and accurate fashion what it is we do naturally and effortlessly. Often we can't see the forest for the trees and we confuse them. Often it is not the thing that is the thing. Here, let me illustrate with a story about Cam. See if you can spot the thing that he truly loves from an excerpt of his own story told in his own words, taken from his Job Joy report. A deep analysis of times in his life when he was doing what he enjoyed most and doing it well. Again, in trying to keep this podcast short, this is a very condensed version of his story, and the insights here were developed after many hours of analysis. But listen to Cam. As a child, my imagination was captivated by space and spacecraft. I read everything I could about space travel. About age 10, my father purchased the entire Childcraft series of books for me and my two younger brothers. The Childcraft series was an encyclopedia set for elementary students. The 12-volume set consisted of books such as space and astronomy. But my absolutely favorite book was How Things Work. At the beginning of the summer, I picked up this book and started to read it. I enjoyed spending time by myself going through this book. It was a turning point for me because my interest in space began to extend to all things related to aviation. I couldn't get enough of this book, and I went back to it many times. I built a scrapbook containing everything about space, astronauts, NASA. I wanted to become an astronaut. I got my parents to take me to see Marc Garneau, the first Canadian astronaut, in person. And all through my elementary school years, I was the odd man out. Everybody wanted to talk about sports and hockey, while I wanted to discuss aviation and space travel. I built models of spacecraft, and by the age of 11, I could explain in plain English the concept of flight, the internal combustion engine, electricity, and much more to anyone who would listen. I tried to explain to anyone how things around us worked. Later, as a teen, I read everything I could about airplanes and aviation. I wanted to become an airplane pilot. I liked to build model kits of airplanes, or the shuttle, or helicopters. I remember I started conceiving new ideas after I read about space, or airplanes, or cars, and then I decided that I could build something better, or I could improve an existing design. I had always enjoyed building new things, so designing something was even more exciting. I combined my love of aerospace and aviation to create new spacecraft and jets. I also loved to design airports. Each design was complete, with front, side, and top views. So here was this pattern at work early in my life, to comprehend how things worked, to demonstrate to myself that I understood by designing and building a working model, and then communicating to other people my understanding by teaching them how things work. I wanted to be a pilot so bad, but I couldn't afford it. By the time I grew into a young adult, I started to lose touch with this part of myself. I conformed to the expectations of the world. I had to get real, as they say, and come up with Plan B. When computers were new and novel, I enjoyed learning how they worked. They were the next big thing in careers, so I gave up my dream of space flight and settled for a computer science degree and landed in a software testing shop. I grew to hate it. In fact, the only time I actually enjoyed working with computers occurred early in my career, at my first real job with computers. My manager recognized my hard work and sent me off with the sales team to the largest trade show in North America. My job was to help set up our booth, set up the network, install the software, and provide demos for potential customers. Talking to customers was the best part for me. I enjoyed the process, showing our products to clients and answering their questions. The one-on-one interaction with people was the best part of the trip. I felt comfortable talking to people because I wasn't trying to sell anything. I was just happy describing what our products could do and how they could help our clients. This was my first opportunity to talk to potential clients, and I loved every minute of it. I was confident that I had the technical knowledge to answer any questions they had, or I knew where to get the best answers. Sadly, This opportunity to do what I enjoy most and do best rarely occurred in my computer career. Several years ago, I decided that the only way to escape my job dissatisfaction was to accumulate enough wealth so that I could afford to quit. I started reading everything I could about financial investing. I wanted to learn about proven strategies, ones that consistently beat the market, ones that would surely make me money and minimize my risk. That's why I researched the strategies of Warren Buffett and other giants in the field. From them, I learned about values investing. I immediately started to apply those principles to my own finances. Again, I enjoyed the process of executing everything I had learned. In fact, I am proud to say that I am the fund manager of my own personal portfolio, and I am enjoying every minute of it. I am outperforming the majority of mutual funds out there that are being run by, quote, professionals, unquote. But once I achieve my goal, I want to share it with others. I joined Toastmasters to practice public speaking, a skill grown rusty due to neglect. Once I had mastered values investing for myself, I loved talking to people about it. I could explain the concept in plain English, and people understood. I taught people how to set up their investments. They did not need a degree in finance or accounting to understand value investing. I loved educating people. I felt a sense of satisfaction in teaching somebody something new. I loved sharing my knowledge with others. I have always enjoyed teaching people something new. Once I understand a concept myself, I can clearly explain and describe it to anyone in plain English. I've been told, "Wow, now I understand it. It seems so easy now." I explain things in the same manner that I would like to be taught myself. Simple, concise, and to the point. In short, I'm motivated to be a communicator and promoter of new ideas or insights and activities. I love to influence people to get involved in something new. Design, build, communicate. That's what I enjoy most and do best. I am an innovation evangelist. It is very important for me to try to understand new, novel, different things, especially technology. Maybe now you can understand why I felt I was dying in my job as a software tester, working alone, performing the same old routine and detailed tasks day after day. I can't tell you how miserable I was. Indeed. I love Cam's story, don't you? Cam was in a career trap. He tried to get out with a quick, get-rich-quick scheme, and instead, his natural talents took over, and he got more fun from telling others about values investing. Writing out his story and having it analyzed saved his life. Cam would still be stuck in that testing job, dying a little bit more each day, hoping that one scheme or another would pull him out of that hole of hopelessness. Getting a JobJoy report helped him separate the thing, that is, an early passion for spaceflight, from his natural talent for telling others about the wonders of spaceflight. He wasn't a natural pilot. If he was, Cam would have found a way to fly. By hook or by crook, he'd be flying. Or he'd certainly own a plane today because he can now afford it. No, what turned Cam into an energized and motivated human being was thinking about how to get others excited about what he was excited about. This insight was only possible through a deep analysis of the most enjoyable activities in his life. And from that analysis, I produced a map of his motivational pattern and matched it up to the jobs that would recognize and reward Cam for what he did naturally. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make them drink. Cam chose to drink. He chose vitality over security. It wasn't easy. He was a young man with a young family. But he told me recently that his 14 months out of work was the best thing that could have happened to him because it forced him to look at his JobJoy report and explore some of the career options and to try things out. All the credit goes to Cam for transforming himself from a technical specialist with narrowly defined job duties to a marketing generalist engaged in a wide range of activities. Cam is so happy now. He is working in the marketing department of a high-tech company. He is making very good money again and having fun. His employer develops and sells sophisticated software to law enforcement agencies. Cam is fascinated by the technology and how it is applied to fighting crime. He loves telling people about it. As a child, he could not tell people about spaceflight. Today, he is boldly going where he never dared go in his career. To infinity and beyond! Thank you. Join me next time for another podcast. Visit JobJoy.com for more info about services that can help you make a successful transition from career pain to job joy through an analysis of your personal life story.